Hallelujah. How many of y'all know revelation is vitally important to a believer? The Bible says that without revelation, we remove the restraints of the flesh. And when the restraints are removed from yourself, there's no longer restraints against the evil ones. So that's why revelation is vitally important. And God releases revelation to those who are hungry for it, to those who are seeking. If you're not seeking revelation, you won't get any. You know, revelation just doesn't come out of anywhere. It's because there's a desire for revelation. So we want to have a desire for revelation. If you're just doing what you need to do to get by, you know, we talk to many believers and they're stagnant, and it's the lack of revelation. And again, if you don't have a desire for revelation, you better ask for one. Lord, grant me a desire for revelation. Why? Because I want to know you more. God reveals his heart to you. He reveals things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, please, verse 1. And it says here in verse 1, let's read it together. Let men or man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Now, I need to explain that first sentence. Because let creation consider us who are born of the celestial spirit of God as servants to the eternal presence, power, and truth of God called the anointing. I'm going to say that again. I know. Okay, you ready? Let creation consider us who are born of the celestial spirit of God as servants to the anointing. We are servants to the anointing. We're not servants to man. We're servants to the anointing. What is the anointing? The eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. In that, there's a purpose. That's why. So a purpose can be fulfilled, because without the anointing, a purpose can never be fulfilled. Is everybody with me? Okay, we got a couple anyways. Praise God. And we are to be stewards, which is holders of untold revelations of God's creative purpose. We are stewards. In other words, we are holders of the untold revelations of God, of God's creative purpose. What's it for? To bring reality to the present day creation. I'm going to say this again. It says here, let a man so consider us as servants of Christ. In other words, servants of the anointing and stewards of the mysteries of God. Let creation consider us who are born of the celestial spirit of God as servants to the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty, which is the anointing. And we are to be known as stewards or holders of the untold revelations of God's creative purpose to bring reality to the present day creation. Is everybody okay? Listen, I'm gonna step back a little bit, because you know, I had revelation this morning which just kind of blew me away. And, you know, you begin to look for things, and then things get settled, and then God speaks or reveals things whenever. He speaks to me more in vision, and then he explains after vision comes. And, you know, you can have a vision while you're driving down the road, amen? And it's not going to cause you to have an accident. If it's God's vision, there's no accidents. You're protected, you know? But I had a vision this morning, and I saw all these planets and I saw the Earth, but there was, it was like in the universe, but there was planets and stars and everything. And then I saw celestial beings. And the celestial beings were walking through a veil. And when they walked through the veil, they became terrestrial. And I saw it over and over, and I said, what is this? And he said, this is how it happened before Adam, before I created Adam and Eve. This is how it was before I created Adam and Eve. I thought, wow. So these celestial beings, angels, or whom, I don't know which one. There's different types of celestial beings. Multiple. And I don't think we know them all, to be honest with you. I don't think they're all written in the Bible. There's a lot of things not written in the Bible that we don't know nothing about. Amen? If God was going to reveal everything in the Bible, we'd need, the whole earth would have to be filled with the Word of God written. And, but this is how, he said, this is how it was before I created man. The celestial beings that were with him. He created them first. They were celestial beings with him. He said, but they were able to walk through the veil, the celestial and the terrestrial. And once they came into the terrestrial, became terrestrial. But they were still celestial beings in a terrestrial body. Does everybody get this? Hallelujah. I can't go any further yet until we get into words. Hallelujah. Verse 2, let's speak it. Moreover, it was required in stewards that one be found what? Faithful. Faithful. Full of faith and consistent. But with me, it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you or any by human court. In fact, I don't even judge myself. For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this, but he who judges me is the Lord. Because he was born of the Spirit of God, and it was accountable to the Creator who bore him again. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts, then each one's praise will come from God. Again, let all creation consider us who are born of the celestial Spirit of God as servants to the anointing. You and I are servants to the anointing of God, which is the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. We are stewards or holders of the untold revelations of God's creative purpose. Why? To bring reality to the present day creation. See, revelation will bring reality to this present time. See, when you have revelation that brings reality to you, it's coming from the celestial arena into the terrestrial arena, and it's making a change to you, to where you see things, the way you hear things, and the way you move on things. Why? So you're not influenced by the corruption of this world. That's why the more revelation you have, the less influence of corruption you have. Not that it's not there, but it can't touch you. Unfolding Mysteries, that's the name of today's title. Why? Because God is unfolding the hidden things. Mysteries for me and you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rules of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a what? Mystery. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. Why is it for our glory? So these things can come from the celestial, heavenly, what we call, into the terrestrial and the physical realm so that things can change. So we can be released into this realm of reality, and it changes you and anyone else who can receive that revelation. Hallelujah. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would have they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. In other words, the things of the mysteries of God, hidden things. Look at this. But God has revealed them to us through his what? Spirit. What are they called? For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the what? These are called deep things of God. These are the mysteries of God. They're called deep things of God. Hallelujah. What are they for? They're for the revelations. These revelations or mysteries of God. The purpose is to bring reality to present day creation. True reality, not a false reality. I mean, that's all we hear all over the world is all kinds of things happening. But things just get watered, things get expanded, things get blown up. Like through the media and so forth, but they never release revelation. The only thing they release is chaos. They release corruption. They release deception and delusion and confusion. They cause desires of selfishness. Verse 11, For what man knows the things of a man except that the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except for the Spirit of God. So when we have the Spirit of God within us and filled with the Spirit of God, he's always, excuse the expression, elbowing us. Hey, look for revelation. Hey, look for revelation. You know, you haven't asked for revelation in a while. Look for revelation. Why? Because he knows without revelation, the restraints will begin to get compromised. Verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man to terrestrial man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, the carnal man, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. These are celestial discerned. I want you to begin to look at things and a difference between terrestrial and celestial. Because so many times the word, well, the spirit, here's the spirit realm, here's the physical realm. But I'm telling you that there's more beyond that. It's deeper, much deeper. And we have really, I don't believe we've really even touched the reality of the celestial arena of God Almighty. I don't think sometimes we can comprehend his fullness. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord, but that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. These are, again, celestial mysteries. Amen. These are celestial mysteries. That's what he wants me and you to look for these. He just doesn't want us to. In other words, when we read the Bible, do you know that the Bible is a doorway to the deep things of God? Like I said, not everything can be written. It's impossible. 1 Corinthians 14. And I believe that God is unfolding mysteries like never before. The Bible tells us that, and the end times knowledge would increase. And I believe that's celestial knowledge. In verse 1, pursue love, desire spiritual gifts. So let me ask you this. I know that our spiritual gifts, celestial gifts, Yes. Yeah. But especially that you may what? Prophesy. That's seeing things in the future or seeing things in the present or seeing things beyond the veil. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God. For no one understands him. However, he in the spirit, he speaks what? Mysteries. Untold things. Celestial mysteries. Well, how can you speak a mystery unless it's first imparted in you? Does everybody get it? It must be imparted in you. And then you speak. Why? Because when you're praying in tongues, God is imparting in you and you are releasing. You don't have to speak. You're not going to speak to God mysteries. He knows them all. Amen? But what's going to happen is mysteries are going to, untold mysteries will be released in you so that at some time you can release them. So by speaking in tongues, you're speaking to God directly, but we're receiving mysteries from him. For he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all spoke with tongues. Well, why doesn't everybody? Because not everyone desires it. Not everyone's been taught by it. They have a belief system that's nullifying them, the celestial gifts of the Spirit. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification. So listen, interpretation of tongues is prophecy. Does everybody get it? Again, tongues is the least gift you can mess up. But it's the most important gift. In fact, all the gifts are relying on the foundation of tongues. You know, my wife and I were talking yesterday about and how belief systems, you know, belief systems are what we call religions. I mean, people have a belief system. There's political belief systems. Those are religions. The Democrats believe this. Do you know what I'm saying? The Republicans believe this. Everybody has a belief system. These are called religions. This is what God was warning us about. False religions. False religions, even if they're their gods themselves. But these belief systems, they're called flawed belief systems, causing people to have a flawed perception of things. Why? Because without revelation, you will have a flawed perception of things. You know, and again, I don't like to use the political, but sometimes I have to make the example. How many people hated Trump at one time? Because they were involved in a false religion that had flawed belief systems. Until revelation came and realized, my gosh, that's God's servant. Regardless of what type of person he is. Regardless of what. We all came from darkness. We all were corrupt until we were born of the Spirit of God, then we would be able to see the celestial things of God, the deep things of God. But this is what lacks in the world, because anger prevents these things. And that anger is provoked by a false religion or false belief system, causing a flawed perception of things. And you have all of this media that's promoting these flawed perceptions because of the religious belief system. I don't care if they call themselves Christians or not. What you can tell them by their desires, what they vote for, what they promote, you'll know who they are. Listen, everybody knows when you need revelation. You've been going without revelation. In other words, you've been hanging on to your last revelations. And we need to get new ones. Amen? Why? Because that new revelation brings a refreshing. It brings a renewing. It brings a reset of vision and sight and a desire to want to know more. It brings another fresh thirst and hunger. Hallelujah. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God, the Word. He is the voice of all existence and creation and time. He's the voice of all existence and creation and time. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. You know, first of all, this language is for me and you. You know, some things I just can't explain. God speaks in a different language. But this is the reality language for this reality that we live in. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. God, the Word, is the voice of all existence, creation, and time. He holds it all. Amen? He holds it all. Darkness cannot comprehend it. Listen, darkness has its own belief system. It has its own religion. What's it promote? False realities, false perception. Now, there are celestial and terrestrial powers of darkness. Amen? In Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, verse 1, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, the presence of God, was hovering over the face of the waters. Now, first of all, in the creation of the reality of God, God placed stars and everything in the moon and the universe and so forth. It sustained his presence by his presence in time. Between verses 1 and 2, something chaotic happened. Very chaotic. Because God doesn't create something without form and void. Hello? Everything he creates is beautiful and perfect. Now, it gets corrupted and changes, doesn't it? Amen? So it says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. What was he getting ready? He was getting ready to restore something. Something God chose to dismantle prior to the creation of Adam and Eve. In the creation of reality, God placed the stars and the planets, moons, and in a universe sustained by his presence and time. Again, he never creates anything out of void or darkness. And then the next verse says, then God said what? Verse, let there be light, and there was what? Light. Now the phrase let there be means to restore. It doesn't mean to recreate again. It means to restore. Let there be means restore. We are in the same restoring process right now. God is restoring the earth. Why? Because it's been corrupt. It's been ruled by darkness for so long. Does everybody understand? But this chaotic event so took place where these celestial beings that were walking from the celestial place into the terrestrial where God had created things, the earth, God eventually destroyed it all. He allowed it to be destroyed, to start over again. because of a chaotic event. In Isaiah 14, in verse 12. Let's speak it. How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground. How you weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne. Now, if he was going to ascend into heaven, where was he? He was on earth. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farther sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, the lowest depths of the pit, says the Lord. Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble? Who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness. Did that happen? Not yet. Does everybody understand it? But it did happen prior to Adam and Eve. Does everybody get this? It did happen before the creation of Adam and Eve. This was one of the chaotic moments of God, that what he did. And destroyed the cities who did not open the house of his prisoners. And all kings of the nation, all of them shall sleep in glory, everyone in his own house. But you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, like a garment, those who are slain. Thrust through with the sword, who go down to the stones of the pit, like a corpse trodden underfoot. You will not be joined with them in burial, because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. The brood of the evildoers shall never be named. Prepare slaughter for his children. Because of the iniquity of their fathers, lest they rise up and possess the land and fill the face of the world with cities. Wow. The same, again. Before the Adamic creation, celestial hosts that walked the earth, there were still, before God created Adam and Eve, there were things before them. And this is where the celestial beings that can walk through that veil and become terrestrial and prosper the earth. I know this sounds pretty crazy. Go to Jeremiah 4. Start at 22 for a second. He says, for my people are foolish. They have not known me. They are silly children. They have no understanding of what? Celestial or spiritual things. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. I beheld the earth, and it was with what? Without form and void. So Jeremiah was seeing things in the past. Why? Because prophecy is past, present, and future. And the heavens, they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and indeed they trembled, and all the hills moved back and forth. I beheld, and indeed there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens had fled. I beheld, and indeed the fruitful land was a wilderness, and all its cities were broken down at the presence of the Lord by his what? Fierce anger. For thus says the Lord, the whole land shall be desolate, yet I will not make a full end. In other words, he was destroying this before the creation of Adam and Eve, but he was going to restore things. For this shall the earth mourn, the heavens above be black, because I have spoken, I have purpose, and will not relent, nor will I turn back from it. The whole city shall flee from the noise of the horsemen and bowmen. They shall go into thickets and climb up on the rocks. Every city shall be forsaken, and not a man shall dwell in it. And when you are plundered, what will you do? Though you clothe yourself with crimson, though you adorn yourself with ornaments of gold, though you enlarge your eyes with paint, in vain you will make yourself fair. Your lovers will despise you. They will seek for your life. For I have heard a voice as a woman in labor, the anguish of her who brings forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion, bewailing herself. She spreads her hands, saying, woe is me, now for my soul is weary, because of what? Murderers, killers. The anger of God against the chaotic earth. Ezekiel 28, verse 12. Son of man, take a lamentation for the king of Tyre and say to him, thus says the Lord God. Now, this is not the king. This is known as to Lucifer. This is him. He said, you are the seal of perfection. Well, no man was the seal of perfection. Amen. Jesus was the seal of perfection. That was it. So he's speaking about the king of Tyre. In other words, Lucifer proclaimed himself as a king terrestrial. Does everybody get it? This is the terrestrial king, but it's a celestial being in a terrestrial position. You were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden. Now this is celestial Eden, not terrestrial Eden. The garden of God, every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, topaz, diamond, braille, onyx, jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. Why was he clothed with these? Because he was there when God created. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. Why? Because he was the worship leader. Amen? He was the praise and worship leader of the universe. God breathed to him, and Lucifer made music. You were the anointed cherub who covers what? The universe with praise. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. What holy mountain of God was that? The earth. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. Why? Because he walked back and forth when God created all things. Created the earth. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. By the abundance of your trading, you became filled with violence within. You sinned. Therefore, I cast you as a profane thing out of the mountain of God, and I destroyed you. Well, we know he hasn't been destroyed yet, but he destroyed what he did then. O covering cherub, from the midst of the fiery stones, your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground, laid you before kings that they may gaze at you. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trading. Therefore, I brought fire from your midst. It devoured you, and I turned you to ashes upon the earth in sight of all who saw you. All who knew you among peoples are astonished. Among the peoples are astonished at you. You have become a horror and shall be no more. Now, again, this is before. You got to separate this before new creation. God is in the process of restoring, but at this period of time, this is prior Adam and Eve. Why? Is Lucifer destroyed? No, but the king of Tyre was. Does everybody understand that? That's the celestial part of a celestial being who became a terrestrial being. And you got to remember something, that in this Ezekiel was prophesying. He was talking, this is the final judgment of Lucifer, the final judgment of God on the earth because of the chaotic. Go to Revelation 12. I really believe this was the chaotic moment in verse 7. This is why the separation between Genesis 1 and 2 was manifested, that separation of time. We don't know how long that was. But in Revelation 12, verse 7, it says what? And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought. So war broke out in heaven. That war's still going on, you know. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old called the devil, Satan, and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And his angels were what? Again, this was the chaotic moment of rebellion and war that caused God to shut down the earth and restart it, or restore with a new creation from the terrestrial earth. In other words, when he created Adam, what did he do? He took him from the what? The earth, the dust. So no longer was there the new creation that kind of come from the celestial. Amen? It was going to come from terrestrial. That's why the Bible tells us that the terrestrial is first and then the celestial. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 39. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of man, another flesh of animals, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also in the resurrection, the body is sown in corruption and is raised in corruption. It is sown in dishonor, is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it's raised in power. It is sown a natural body and is raised a what? Spiritual body or a what? Celestial body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. So there is a terrestrial body and there is a celestial body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being, terrestrial, amen? And the last man, Adam, became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual or celestial is not what? First, but the natural or terrestrial, does everybody see it? And afterward, then the celestial. The first man was of the earth, made of what? Dust, terrestrial. The second man is the Lord's from heaven, is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are what? Heavenly. In other words, we are going from terrestrial to celestial. And we have borne the image of the man of, as we have borne the image of the man of dust, terrestrial, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man, celestial. Hallelujah. Isn't that nice? Glory to God. Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. Now it came to pass when men, terrestrial, began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them. Then the sons of God, celestial, saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and that they took wives for themselves and all whom they chose. Now, how could they do that without walking through the veil from celestial to what? Terrestrial. Does everybody get that? You know, think about how many times Jesus showed up to like Abraham and so forth. He was celestial, and when he walked through the veil, he became what? Terrestrial. Well, look at when you read about Sodom and Gomorrah, amen. And you hear about what happened to how the angels tried to rescue Lot. Thank you. I wanted to say Job, but it was Lot. So the angels came to rescue Lot. But whether they didn't come in celestial bodies, they came in terrestrial bodies because they walked through the reality veil. Amen? And the same thing is going to happen with me and you. But now that you and I have a the Spirit of God, the celestial Spirit of God, we can go deep. There's no limitation. The only limitation that comes to me and you is in the mind. If we can unscrew this head, put it in the freezer for a little while, and only take it out when we need it terrestrial, praise God. But unfortunately, we can't do that. So the sons of God were celestial beings who came through the veil into a terrestrial and became a terrestrial form. Amen? There's a parallel. We've heard people talk about a parallel universe, you know. But there's a parallel between the celestial and the terrestrial. And there's a parallel. So many times we're always looking up to this way to heaven, but actually heaven is larger than that. Heaven is right here. Celestial is right here. Everything's right here. You see, you and I can step through that veil at any time. You know, there's so many things. When Jesus came and ripped the veil for us to have access, it was actually for him to have access. And when he ripped that veil, he also shut the door to the powers of darkness. So there was an opening for me and you to be born of the Spirit and have access, and the shutting of the enemy to have access. So there was a dual purpose there. Anyways, Isaiah 45, verse 18. For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who established it and did not create it in vain or void, who formed it to be what? Inhabited. I am the Lord and there is no other. I have spoken in secret. I have not spoken in secret in dark places of the earth. I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness and declare that what is right. Praise God. So he doesn't create anything in vain. That's why it's so important to understand Genesis 1 and 2. That is vital. Vital. Psalm 74 in verse 12. For God is my king from old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You divided the sea by your strength. You broke the heads of the sea serpents in the waters. You broke the heads of the Leviathan in pieces and gave them as food to the people inhabiting the wilderness. What the snap? Think about this for a second. Was this before or after Adam? Think about it. You broke open the foundation and the flood. You dried up mighty rivers. The day is yours. The night also is yours. You have prepared the light and the sun. You have set all the borders of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy has reproached, O Lord, and that a foolish people have blasphemed your name. O, do not deliver the life of your turtle dove to the wild beasts. Do not forget the life of your power forever. Have respect to the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the haunts of cruelty. Oh, do not let the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and the needy praise your name. Arise, O God, plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproaches you daily. Do not forget the voice of your enemies, the tumult of those who rise up against you. Increase continuously. Ooh. Prior wilderness, dismantling of the earth before Adamic creation. Colossians chapter 1. And we'll close here in verse 9. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, did not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, or what? Celestial understanding. See, so many times we just think spiritually is just associated with God, but it's everything associated with the unseen, celestial, and God. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power for all patience and long-suffering with joy. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness shall dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, in other words, terrestrial or celestial, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by the wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creation under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. So he's warning us, don't fall, don't drift, be consistent, be obedient, be alert, be ready. Everything is in restoration, restoring mode right now, just like it was in Genesis chapter 2, Genesis 1, verse 2. Everything is in restoring mode right now. You and I are going to see so many things happening. It's incredible. We're watching the we're coming up to the feast. We're going to have Passover. There's going to and then first fruits and resurrection and so forth. But in these feasts are time sequences. So we want to be alert and ready. We don't want to miss anything that God is trying to show us. Why? Because we're looking for revelation. We're looking for revelation. If you're not looking for revelation, you better start asking God, give me a desire for revelation. Amen? It doesn't mean you're going to get it. Listen, you can have revelation every day, but there's revelation celestial and terrestrial. Amen? There's revelations of the future and past. This revelation I got this morning was a revelation of God revealing something that happened in the past. Why? Because he's unfolding the mysteries or revelations now. There'll be more and more increasing and increasing to all of his children. We are born of the celestial spirit of God Almighty, not the terrestrial, celestial. We're eternal beings in a celestial body, in a terrestrial body, I'm sorry, who's getting ready to shed it. We're going to get ready to hang it up in a terrestrial closet. There's no cape in that room. There's no insignia. You're just going to get a terrestrial glorified body. Now think about this for a second. In the millennium, there's still going to be a terrestrial place, isn't there? Come on, think about this. We're just going to expand our little peanut brain for a second. The Bible says that you and I will have a glorified body, which is celestial. And we'll be coming to and from the earth. Because our home will be in heaven. We'll be coming to and from the earth. Is it possible that as you and I pass that reality veil, that we will put on terrestrial when we come here, and when we go home, we'll put back on celestial. It's very possible, isn't it? Just like Jesus did. Just think about that for a second. That means you can still drive your car? Motor, muscle cars and stuff like that, you know? Never mind. I don't know. I don't have any absolutes on this. But it's just something to think about. Because we keep talking about the millennium and the millennium, 1,000 years on earth. We'll have glorified bodies. And God is going to reign right here. Amen. But you and I will be going to and fro. So it's very possible to be able to communicate with the terrestrial beings that are still going to be here, that we'll have to put on a terrestrial body, but we'll still be celestial. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. You're awesome. You're great. And thank you for unfolding the mysteries to your people. Lord, we desire revelation so that we can be stewards of the mysteries of revelation to bring understanding to humanity, that they may know you, trust you, and love you. So, Lord, I thank you. Protect this seed that's been imparted and expand this revelation of the unfolding of mysteries so that we may have full understanding in Jesus' name. Nobody said amen?